Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you, Coach Cassandra?
I am great, Coach Lalisa. And hello, All About Entrepreneurs audience. Hello, everyone. What a beautiful day. Beautiful.
It's beautiful, and it's all how you look at it. And we choose to see it as beautiful. It's rainy here on the East Coast. We got a little drizzle. But you know what? It just, you know, reminds you of freshness. You know, the trees need water. I ain't getting out there watering all these trees.
I know that's right.
No way.
I know
no
that's
way.
Right.
And they're so beautiful,
oh,
you know. So, yes, God's, you know, God's green earth is so beautiful. God is so good to us.
And, you know, we all need to be watered in one way or the other. You know, water our minds spiritually speaking with, you know, with a good word. We need to water our souls. Oh, my gosh, we need to be transformed by the, what's it say, by the washing of the word. So we all need some type of water, some type of nutrient to help us to go into the next dimension that we need to go into to become all that we need to become. So, but we've got to be open to it. That's the only way change is going to happen. But you know what? Whether you're open to change or not, it's still going to happen. It's so, you know, ooh.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's a good point. Change, that's right. It's, change is the only thing that's permanent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we've got to be open to it because when you embrace it, I really feel like, you know, that's when change can have the greater positive effects. And when you're not open it, it's like, you know, you know, you're like having a cat fight by yourself. You know, you're trying to get out that bag and you're not going nowhere fast because you're not cooperative. And so we've got to cooperate with life. We've got to, you know, be willing to be willing.
Well, we teach people, I know part of the teaching is that we teach people how to, the best way to, in my opinion, to deal with change is to create change. If you're a change creator, you know, like I used to hear Creflo Dollar say, we're world changers. Be a creator of change.
Therefore, when it comes, you won't be so startled. A person won't be so thrown off if a person, you know, gets out in front of change. You be that leader. You be the one to make it happen. Make it happen. That's why I love Audrey's television show. Make it happen. Can you be the person that makes things happen, not just for yourself, but happen for others? So you be the one. Go out there. Start something. Get something started. I was talking to a young man yesterday. He is starting a program. And you know, and people might say, well, everybody's starting a program like that. But he's yet another person starting a program for young boys, okay? But, you know, everybody can do it because the Bible says that the laborers are few. And God didn't get that wrong. That wasn't a mistake when God said that. The laborers are few. It's the harvest that's plenty. Billion of us, you know, started working with the youth or women. It wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough, you know, or teen girls or working with senior citizens, you know, or working with couples. There's enough to go around that everybody can get it done.
Come on now. I know that's right.
All that sits back. Somebody doing something that you could have done and you didn't do. Guess what? You could go do it. Go do it. If somebody's doing something, all they've done is showed you how to do it. All they've done. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at corporations. They get that right. They don't sit back. You know, Microsoft didn't say, well, Kurt, when who was it that was out before them, like Lotus 1-2-3. He didn't say, well, Lotus 1-2-3 got the lockdown on spreadsheets. Let me go on, sit down and, you know, cry in my, you know, pity. No, no, no. He said, oh, no, I'll create something similar. But I'll put, you know, a Bill Gates flair to it or, you know, things like that. So, and look at the amount of things that, for instance, are now on social networks, right? Now we have, you know, millions of, not millions, but thousands of social networks, right? But before there were thousands, there was one. But because there was one, other people didn't say, well, I won't do it because there's one done. You know, American Airlines didn't say, well, I won't start an airline because Frontier is already out there. You see?
You're right. At that and,
but that's how they do it. We look at that and say, oh, I want to do that. How can I do it? How can I do it better? Or not even, or sometimes they say better. Sometimes they say different. But because one company can't be everything to everybody. So anyway, back to you, Coach Cassandra.
I absolutely know what you're talking about. You know, that is something to think about. But you know what, Coach Lalisa, I am so excited about our guest today, Cynthia Florence. Wow, Cynthia Florence, awesome, awesome woman of God, who has some absolutely exciting things to share with us today. And Cynthia is calling from Atlanta, Georgia area, and she has a phenomenal story, absolutely. And she told me that she's on the line, and she's anxious to talk to our guests. She's got a phenomenal story. She has lost a considerable amount of weight, and then she not only lost the weight, she is encouraging others to lose their weight, open up her own exercise center, and is opening up more. You know, she wants to open up more and replicate that model. So I am so excited to be introducing to everyone Cynthia Florence. Hello, Cynthia. Is she on the line? Cynthia, hello, hello. Coach, were you able to find her?
Okay, once
she pressed one. Okay, no problem.
One second. Yeah, it's, yeah, I did open her. I did press her, but we'll just keep going for some reason now. I'm not able. Okay, yeah. Cynthia, can you hear us?
Did you press 1, Cynthia? You need to press 1.
No, she. Yeah, I can still see unless you have your. Okay, well,
Cynthia is on.
Yeah, hang in there, Cynthia. We'll get you. Hang in there. But yeah, so you were telling us that this woman, you said she has her own. Yeah, it'll come on in a minute. It just takes a minute sometimes. Just a second. But yes, go ahead, Coach Cassandra. You can tell us about.
Yeah, she said that she did hit 1. Just to help out. So.
Okay. But everyone,
just a little technical difficulties, folks, but we'll be right with you. Mm-hmm. Just hold on, and we'll be right with you.
Don't forget to tune in Friday for open mic. So this is an opportunity that you will be able to call in, and you will be able to share a question, or you'll be able to share, you know, something that's going on with you, your company, your business, that you would like for us to talk about on the show. That'll be on Friday. And then next week, we have an exciting show for you next week. And what about, next week, you don't want to miss not a single day.
Coach Lisa,
yes.
Her last 4 numbers are 9431, if that helps. 9431,
okay.
Her last four numbers.
I can see it, I just can't get to it. But so let's just keep going. So we can, we'll get
no problem.
Yes, because, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the New Jersey Highway. You don't always know when you're going to have internet service. But Cynthia, there you are.
They just said unmuted. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa?
Oh, we are awesome.
You are great. How are you? Thank you.
I am well.
Beautiful.
Yes, and Cynthia has an awesome story. Cynthia, tell us the name of your health center, and how much weight you lost. Tell us about that adventure.
Okay. Well, the name of my fitness studio is Pure Energy Fitness, and it's located in Marietta, Georgia. And my journey was pretty interesting. I've lost 75 pounds. And
wow.
yeah, it's a lot. but basically, I kind of went through what a lot of individuals go through, where when I was younger, I was very active as a child. I was very blessed to be born to parents who allowed us to be creative and be active. And so if we weren't playing basketball, we were cheerleading. I was a competitive figure skater for like 10 years, so... Being active was very, it was a very big deal in my family, being active. And so what happened was after I got married, I stopped moving. I stopped being active, which is a part of me. And kind of got a little depressed because my family were pretty close, and I got married and moved away from Michigan to Atlanta, Georgia, and felt a little lonely being away from my family. And then my marriage started going bad, started eating more, gaining more weight, and was just very unhappy. Mm. And so once I decided that I needed to be helped happy and find myself, I decided to go ahead and, you know, start changing my eating habits, start working out. I started working out at a gym. And I noticed that what's interesting is, and my ex-husband remembers this, when I was gaining the weight and unhappy, he recalls me saying, when I lose the weight, I'm just going to become a personal trainer and help other people. Not really knowing how I was going to do that, right? but I know that I spoke it into existence. And so years later, I joined the gym, saw someone going through the process of becoming a group fitness instructor teaching a class. And so I asked the instructor, well, do you think I could do something like that? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, well, I'm still about 30 pounds away from where I want to be. Will people be receptive of me? And they were like, of course. They want to see someone who looks like you teaching classes. It'll make them feel comfortable. So a lot of people at the gym saw me lose that extra 30 pounds as I was teaching classes. And then I got certified in like 5-6 more classes, and then I became a certified personal trainer and kind of felt like I wanted to do my own thing. Being kind of confined to the gym parameters, I didn't feel comfortable, so I decided to go out on a limb and open my own fitness studio.
Wow. That's huge. That is huge. My gosh. Whoa. Wow. How long ago was that?
Well, the studio has been open for 2 years, and I worked for the gym for about 5 or 6 years prior to that. So I lost the weight, oh boy, I would say maybe 8 years ago, 8-10 years ago.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now you're thinking about franchising? Is that true? Or opening up a location?
No, I'm actually looking at expanding. I'm kind of outgrowing my studio space. So I'm looking to expanding into a larger studio. But open up franchises is not out of the question.
Maybe I'm prophesying.
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, my gosh. As a person who's lost that amount of weight, you know, my hat's off to you, and I absolutely know how empowered you feel when you've done that. I mean, what do you remember some of your thoughts as you were losing that weight, and do you kind of remember any of that? It probably seems like a kind of a blurb. It's been so long ago, but, you know, do you kind of remember what you were thinking and feeling when all that was coming off? Did you keep a journal or anything? Or?
At times I did. They were mostly food journals, though, just to make sure I stayed on track.
Now, how does that work? Because people need to know the importance of that. How does that work, keeping a food journal?
Well, I always encourage my clients and the members who take classes to log their food. I actually do like a nutrition analysis. So basically, there are a lot of awesome apps out there that will allow you, if you have a smartphone or a computer, to enter in everything that you eat. And it'll kind of calculate how many calories, fat grams, things of that nature, how much protein you're taking in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, take a pen and paper and write down everything that you're eating. And what that does is it holds you accountable. Like you can actually visually see what it is you're really eating, because I hear people say all the time, oh, I eat healthy. And then when I start looking at their food journals, I can see where they can make some adjustments. So when you're writing down what you're eating, you really see what it is you're eating and what changes you probably should make.
Right, right. Oh, that is so awesome. We are just so proud of you. Now, how did you choose the name Pure Energy? Can you tell us your website so we can contact you and find out how we can become beautiful and lean, a lean, mean machine?
Well, it's funny how I came up with the name, because I was struggling with that. And the one thing that resonated with me is that at the gym I worked for, people would always ask me, where do you get all your energy? Like, it's you're teaching 3 classes and you're so energetic. Where do you get all your energy? And so the word energy stuck in my mind, because that's what I've heard all the time. And so I just kind of started writing down energy, putting words, you know, connecting words to it, and Pure Energy Fitness came up.
Wow. Wow, that's phenomenal. And you know what? I know when I used to do lots of exercise, you know, if not every day, every 2 or 3 days, and maybe take a break, and you just feel like, you know, like you're 12, 13 years old all over again. A friend of mine that lives in California, she lost, I don't know, probably close to 75 pounds. And so she's got her own health store, and I think she does do some exercise classes. But I get so tickled because when you watch some of her videos, when she comes in the video, she almost like pounces into the video, or she kind of jumps in front of the screen. And it's the funniest thing to see because, I mean, she acts like, you know, a teenager would act. You know, she's just like, woohoo!
Right.
Let's make it happen. I mean,
right.
She is just so energetic. And you know what? And that kind of thing can make you feel ageless, you know. She says, I absolutely don't talk about numbers when it comes to age, she says, because I don't feel my age. How are you supposed to feel at this age? She says, I don't know. All I know is I feel full of, you know, vigor and vitality. So she doesn't focus on telling people how old she is. She says, I just make my focus, you know, if we're meant to connect and be friends, it happens. And it's not because I'm this age or that age. It just happens because, you know, I love the Lord. And so it's so wonderful. So that's just awesome. And, yes, your friend Michelle Stevens, who we've had on the program, is responsible for having you here today. So we say, Michelle, we send out shout-outs to Michelle Stevens.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
She told me that you're helping a group of teenagers who are having their self-esteem healed. How does that work? Tell me more about that.
Oh, sure, that's correct. One of the advisors at a youth home reached out to me because the studio was close to the youth home, and they have a home of 9 beds where they help teenage girls who may have been abandoned and trying to get their lives on track, and she asked if they could come and take classes at the studio. So it's a very good, awesome experience for me. There's something that I've always wanted to do is reach out to the younger generation because I think you've noticed they're growing supersized, so to speak. And it's because of, you know, inactivity. You know, a lot of schools are taking away, you know, physical education.
Who would ever think the schools would take that away? That is absolutely crazy to me.
I agree. And with the technology these days, you know, kids are either on the computer or playing, you know, with their PlayStation or they're texting on the phone. There's no activity, physical activity that's going on. And so when they reached out to me, I was like, I would love to have the girls come and take classes. And one of the young ladies asked me, you know, what do you do? How do you eat better? So we're going to be scheduling time for me to have like a little seminar with them on how to improve eating.
Yeah. Wow.
To improve their eating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, it sounds absolutely wonderful. And Coach Alisa, I know she goes to shelters and helps out women from time to time, makes presentations. And Coach Alisa, we appreciate what you're doing in your community to help young people
and the different age groups, but people that want to change their life. That's really one of my targets is people that want to change their life. And then depending on what area, you know, if they wanted to change their life fitness-wise, you know, then I would contact somebody, you know, like you, Cynthia, or if they wanted to change and maybe they wanted to tune into their artsy side, like make a song, record a record or something like that, you know, maybe I would, you know, turn them over to someone that has already done that or in that business, Coach Cassandra, people like that, Bernita, you know, I'm just using these are examples. Of course, I just met all these people this year. But that's how I do it, you know. I have the one part that I really work on, and that's the part, you know, that you know, when a person is just trying to make that drastic change from nothing to something. So sort of like a person that might be, say, okay, I'm 100 pounds overweight. I want to lose that 100. So it's like a drastic, you know, change versus somebody who might want to lose 10 pounds. So I like to work with people who need that drastic change, like so they're coming out of prison, they're coming, you know, off drugs, they're coming out of, you know, prostitution or, you know, being a call girl or, well, I don't know what the terms are today, a dancer, a stripper, things of that nature. Or they were just the kid at school that let everybody sleep with them for no apparent reason. And now they're emotionally unstable. Those are groups I like to work with. I just put that out there in case anyone's listening and knows of those. I just like, you know, like, I, you know, when it comes to that, you know. Or then, of course, people who want to start businesses. So I'm glad to hear that you started your business, your fitness business, because you didn't say, well, there's a lot of other fitness places out there. Who needs another one? So congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
you're doing what you want.
Well, I definitely feel that I do offer something different than, say, a large chain or other fitness studios in that we not only focus on the fitness part of it, because I know with my own journey, and most people don't realize this, but 80% of anything, whether it's for your health, maybe you have high blood pressure, maybe you're pre-diabetic, is what you eat. A lot of it has to do with what you put in your body. And the other part of it is emotional. Like, a lot of reasons why people may gain weight or go to food is because something is out of alignment in other areas in their life. And
yeah.
So I kind of make sure that when I'm training someone or if I'm talking to one of the members at the studio, I emphasize that. I actually have a picture of a cartoon Ronald McDonald who's overweight, running on the treadmill, but eating like a Big Mac and French fries flying all over the place. And the caption says, you can't out-exercise a bad diet.
Mm.
And that is so important. Because you could be working out for 2-3 hours, and then if you go down the street to Burger King, right, you just ruined everything, all that hard work.
Been there, done that. Oh, my God, you know, I did, you know, and certainly I totally agree. It's so important being a woman who's close to 58. And I told my sister the other day, I was like, well, I said, I said, well, how is it that the sooner you, you know, the older you get, it just seems like, you know, your body gets stiff. And she said, no, you just need to stretch. And I said, oh, okay. A little bit of information goes a long way. So stretching, you know, because think about it. When we were kids, I know that I went to school in a day where all of those things were in the school, exercise, square dancing, waltzing. You know, that was a part of your daily day, you know, gym, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we used to have to stretch every day. They'd make you stand on your tippy toes and reach for the sky, you know. Stretching, they would make us sit on the floor and touch our toes and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, do they
right.
still do that in
school? Do they still do that in school? Or?
Well, yeah, schools, I guess. I mean, we did it in school. But then we did it at home, too. My mother, you know,
right.
Jack LaLanne used to come on television every morning. I know some of you are kind of saying, who in the heck is Jack LaLanne? But if he was alive, he would be about 100.
For sure.
And he would look like he's about 50. The
yeah.
man. He was like the guru of what we know as fitness, in my opinion.
I agree.
Yes. Yes, and he would be on there every day, and he'd have you. So it's stretching, as you, when you do your fitness program, how important is stretching and why?
Well, stretching is definitely important, and a lot of times, you know, at the end of a class or even at, after end of training, And when I do virtual training, when someone reaches out to me, you know, that may not be available to come to the studio or in another state, and I give them a program, stretching is part of the program, because what you don't want to do is, what you want to do is elongate your muscles. Because when you're working out, your muscles tighten. And then if you don't stretch them out after, especially while they're warm, you could injure yourself. You know, you could pull a muscle strain, things of that nature. So I always tell people, when I see people who are wanting to leave after, you know, they do the cardio and they don't want to do the stretch, I always tell them the stretching is the most important part of this workout. Some people stay, some, you know, it's their choice, but it definitely is the most important part of their workout, because it will, you know, reduce your chances of pulling muscles and feeling sore.
So what's your number one, obstacle, or what is your number one challenge as an entrepreneur? Is that your sole, you know, thing that you do, being an entrepreneur? Or are you somebody like myself? I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own companies, but I also work for a college. Are you one of those type of entrepreneurs, or are you only, you know, business owner? And then tell us about some of the obstacles and also tips that keep you motivated, and, you know, especially in those early days of when you don't know if any customers are coming in, they're not coming, things like that.
Well, I am like you right now. I actually have a plan, 3-year plan, to actually leave corporate America in the next 3 years. And so I have my fitness studio and I am working full time. But my goal is to do the fitness and health wellness full time, because I truly feel in my heart it's my calling. I really feel like this is what I am called to do. And so in the early times, when I started thinking about opening the studio, I started kind of small. And it's funny because it's how things work. I stayed at the gym maybe like 2 hours longer than I normally do. And I saw a member that I hadn't seen in a long time, and she's like, oh, my God, Cynthia, I've been looking for you. I opened up a hair shop in this plaza, and they have this little spot next door to me, and I think you should talk to the owner and see if you can teach classes there. And this is someone who had no idea that I was looking to possibly opening up my own studio. So long story short, I talked to the owner of the plaza. It was a very small spot, and I said, you know what, let me just rent by the hour, just maybe teach a class or two, and see if I can, I wanted to see if I can build a business without soliciting the members at the gym.
Wow.
So that was my way of... So that was my way of trying to see if this is really something that I want to do. And so when I saw that I was able to build a business and have people come to that little spot, something else happened. A coworker who started a nonprofit said, hey, I found this place in another plaza where I'm going to open my own nonprofit office, and there's space there. I think you should open up your own studio. Why don't, here's the number to the, you know, the leasing people. So I was like, okay, this is definitely a sign. So I need to call them. So long story short, they had a spot at another location. They gave me the address. I went and looked and just felt as though that was my studio. It was a mess, but I felt it in my heart that it was my fitness studio. And so I signed the lease and did a build-out.
Yeah.
I mean, completely had an office built. I had, you know, you run into a lot of issues with that. Like, we had a leak in the middle of the build-out. So there are a lot of things that can happen unexpectedly. So I like to tell entrepreneurs, don't think that you're just going to plan it out and everything is just going to go smooth. There is always something that's going to happen. You just need to stay calm and realize that these things are going to happen and just come up with a plan to address it. So I ran into a lot of obstacles, but I didn't let that stop me because, like I said, I felt like that was my calling. It was something I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard you say you have this plan to phase out, you know, possibly working, you know, full time for someone else. But you didn't just, you know, say, oh, I got this bright idea, I'm going to start this business, I'll just quit my job and go, you know, wing it. And why did you do it that way? Why did you do it that way? Because so many people do.
Right.
And sometimes,
I guess,
incredibly, but yes.
I think part of it is because I'm a software engineer during the day. And so I have a very analytical mind. And so I'm very structured, and I always want to think things through before I make the leap. So I think that's why I took that approach. Because
now,
I'm always trying to plan and think things through.
Got you. And kudos to you for being a software engineer. And so now, you know, right now, I mean, for myself, work campus, one of the things I see that is the hottest, if not the hottest, but it is the hottest field right now is the STEM. Yes, and so what can you say to that field right now that is the hottest topic on every college in the United States of America?
Well, it is, but you also have to consider that some of the companies, I've been in this business, the software engineering business, for like over 20 years. And so you see them going through, you see the business going through cycles of offshoring jobs to maybe India or China. And then, so that kind of eliminates some of the jobs that are available onshore. I'm not trying to be negative, but it's the truth. And then maybe 5 years later, they realize that outsourcing is not really working out, and then they'll bring it back in onshore, meaning more jobs in the U.S.
So
I always tell people to think about that it is cyclical. Don't let that get you down. That is just something that happens. You know, the corporate CEOs, they look at the numbers, and if they feel like they can get the job done for less money overseas, they'll do that. And so I just tell people to just, you know, stay strong, and God forbid if you do get laid off, just maybe do contract work or consulting. But that is something that happens within this, in the software engineering world.
Because I know in my college, and I'm sure the other colleges that I've taught at, we are you know, desperate for certain types of professors, not even if they're full-time, even if they just teach a semester or two. But, you know, it's, for some people who are looking for that, it's a nice side hustle. College professors, adjunct professors, they don't make enough to quit their day job. But I don't think people, because that's the type of entrepreneurship that I got started in. That was the first entrepreneurial type endeavor that I got into, which was adjunct professor. But I don't think a lot of people look. And I did that. I was able to, actually I did leave my full-time job, and I did just that from 2004. I did that for like 3 years as a side hustle. No, actually 3 or 4 years. And it was enough to, you know, for me to do a lot of different things that I've been able to do. But I think, but you know, of course, you know, there are some things that have to be in place. You know, it's not like some businesses, but you know, it's a good, you know, and especially today. I only asked because you mentioned the engineering, and I know that part of the STEM engineering, that's one of the hottest fields of any of the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
One of our math instructors, she always says, math is the language of science, you know. So she loves to say that. She waits till everybody's finished talking, and she'll say, math is the language of science. So you got all these geoscientists now and geophysicists and geography. I remember back in school that was part of the topics you study, right, geography. Remember that?
Yes.
I didn't know there's a whole degree for that now. Did you know that?
I didn't know there was a degree for it, no.
Just starting it. It's new because think about it. When you think about homeland security or state land security for that matter, if you don't know the geography of your city, you know. So it blew my mind. I'm like, I had to look it up. I'm like, a degree in geography? You know, is this geography like when we studied it? But yeah, anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. But yeah, but now, you know, in most colleges, of course, you know, and to be an adjunct, you have to at least have a master's degree. So, you know, run and get a master's in anything, I don't care. But it's a nice little side hustle for those people who want to do it. And
right.
And I don't, if you're anything like me, Cynthia, you know, I love to talk. People know that. So anything, I always gravitate to anything that pays you for talking.
Makes sense to me.
I listen, and you know what, Cynthia, you know, since you have your degrees in engineering, you know they have humongous conferences, and they're always looking for speakers.
Okay.
So anyway, I just, you know, just throw that out there just in case you never thought of it or you did think of it and you didn't know how, but you can always inbox me later for more on that. But, yeah. But
I will definitely.
The sciences have the biggest conferences. they're like the financial people. The financial industry, they have the biggest, most elaborate conferences that you ever hear of. And thousands show up, and they pay their speakers handsomely. Anyway, so back to All About Entrepreneurs Radio Show.
So, well, I will talk to you offline about that.
Oh, yeah, because I know, like, if you was up here in New Jersey, I just had a big meeting, a bunch of geophysicists and whatnot, and I'm like, you know, and when they, like, oh, we're looking for adjunct professors, you know, that can teach, you know, blah, 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 and I'm like, yeah, not me, buddy. I'm a business major. You got a leadership class you need somebody to teach, marketing. But you start talking about, you know, engineering. Yeah, they're building in all these colleges around the country. They're building engineering labs and stuff. They want every child to get this engineering stuff. I mean, really, I'm serious. This is like the hottest field, and you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to Google, type in the letters STEM, you will find it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it.
You're absolutely right, because when you think about it, look at our world. Everything's technology-based. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't it be the hottest?
And it's the hottest. And the thing is, I told a student yesterday at the college, I saw her, and she was like, oh, maybe I should go into engineering. She was looking at engineering science or something. It's a new degree we're offering. And I told her, she said, what's that? I said, yeah, the science of engineering. And she said, yeah, they're always making things, aren't they? I said, yeah. And I said, and think about it. If you look at our country, half of it is falling apart or old. And it has to be rebuilt. Now that you can't outsource. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't build.
Exactly.
You can't build a bridge or a road in Ohio over in Europe and ship it back.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
You can build the component parts, but, you know, so some of this stuff, we got to start looking to the future and seeing where it looks like what the computer science business was 30 years ago, you know, or 40 years ago. You know, I remember my first job at 18, we were learning Key punch.
Right.
Nobody knows key punch today. That was 1974, 75. Punching was the hot field. All right? And we see the rest is history. Now we got cell phones where we can download apps. But back then we had punching, and we thought that was revolutionary, key punching.
Well, everyone thought that a word processor was revolutionary, right?
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you, guess what? Remember when we thought cell phones were revolutionary?
Right.
Oh, my God. And what about 8-track? Oh, my God. Anyway, don't get me started. Back to you and your gym. Back to you and your fitness. And so you're just so fitness helps. Now, you have your business. You're an entrepreneur. You help people lose weight. You yourself have a powerful story about weight loss and the emotional side.
Yes.
Can you speak more to that emotional? Why is it that, and I know some people are very happy with whatever size they are, okay? We understand that. We're not, anybody has to be any certain size and all of that. So how do you handle that when you meet people or when people contact you? How do you handle all these different thought processes that people have about their size and why?
Yeah, well, you're right. A lot of, and well, I blame all of that on the media, but I can talk to you all day about that. But I think we have in our head that we have to be skinny, that we have to be, we have to look a certain way. And it's not even just body type. Like it bothers me because, you know, a lot of the young girls are maybe starving themselves because they're trying to look a certain way. I mean, you know, it's causing a lot of eating disorders. It's just heartbreaking. And so a lot of times when a client comes to me or someone contacts me, they're broken in some way. You know, a lot of times, like I said, a lot of the weight issues have to do with something out of alignment in their life. And so when people come to me and they're like, oh, I hate the way I look, and look at this belly, the first thing I always tell them, when you come in here and when you talk to me, no negativity at all. You know what I mean? No negativity, because that's not going to help you get to your goal. You know what you want to do. You need to focus on what you see yourself feeling like and looking like in the future, and not focus on the negative on how you're feeling about your body. So whenever, and it's funny because I have this rule, if I start hearing can't, they have to be pushed. Because can't is not allowed to be said in the studio, because there's no such thing as can't. So I try to get people to stop being so negative about their looks and
my
just
goodness.
Accept where they are and just do what they need to do and listen to, you know, I always tell people, if you listen to what I tell you to do, you're going to reach your goal. You're going to feel healthier. You're going to have more energy. You know, just do the work. Just do the work and you'll get to your goal. But don't look back on, I can't believe I let myself get to this point. Leave that at the door. Leave that behind. Don't go back. You have to move forward. And I always stress that when I hear people talk about that. I also have people start journaling their feelings because a lot of times, like I said, there's an emotional reason why someone has gained the weight or not eating right. And so, you know, I have a lot of people share some things and everything's confidential. And a lot of times I'll have them journal. Like when you start feeling like you want to grab some French fries, right now, what's happening right now in your life? Why do you want this? What's going on at that second and at that moment? Because you might want to figure out what are the triggers and how to get around it.
Well, that would be – well, let me just ask you this, since you mentioned French fries, okay?
Yes.
You mentioned French fries. Okay. Now, all right. I love French fries. Oh, my God. They make them so tasty. But here's the problem that I have. I know that are, you know, I know that because of the way, I guess, they're cooked and all of this and that, they could put, you know, pounds on me that I don't really want, right?
Right.
But taste so good. And I love French fries. I love potato chips. And I, so, And I can't really find a negative emotion. Me personally, I'm talking right now. You're about to help me. I can't find a negative emotion attached to it, I don't think, but I just love it. So
right.
Help. I need help. I don't want to, you know, is it the fact that I was brought up in a household where those were the items that was presented versus, you know, a household where, you know, we ate, you know, broccoli and asparagus, you know, 4 or 5 times a week? Is it just behavioral? Is it habit or what's going on with that? I love French fries.
Well, there's several things, and that's my kryptonite as well. I don't want people thinking I eat just great all the time. I always allow myself a cheat meal a week, and I always tell my clients that as well, because you don't want to restrict yourself, because once you start restricting yourself so much, you're going to fall off.
Okay.
And so I understand what you're saying about the French fries. But my thing is, my first thing is, don't feel like you can't eat them.
Oh, okay.
Don't feel like you can't. It just can't be an everyday thing. Maybe once a week.
Oh, no. But wait a minute. There was one time went by where I ate French fries 5 days in 1 week.
Well,
and
you know,
and I may have eaten them more. I ate them so much that I got sick.
Mm.
And it was real potatoes. I would go home and, you know, fry it. And, you know.
Right.
And I think, I don't know what the.
Well,
I guess that was my
here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on something earlier that it could be because that's how you grew up. It also, and food doesn't have to be attached to a negative emotion either. I don't want people thinking that. Maybe that's just what comforts you. Maybe something awesome happened to you that day and you want to celebrate and you'll eat the French fries. I mean, it doesn't have to be attached to a negative thing, but it also, and how you ate when you were younger growing up also has an effect on how you eat today. So it could be that. Just use it as a reward. Like if you, you know, stay on track with your eating and your nutrition all week, have a whole bunch of French fries on Saturday. Just in
my
mind.
I got you.
Yep.
But you know what, Cynthia, thank you so much. I'm so glad, you know, that you're on this show. And I'm so glad that, you know, you had a chance. You know, that really helped me a lot. Thank you
so much.
And those of you who are listening, Cynthia is going to give out her information again. Please, you know, contact her. Go to her website. Purchase her book. Purchase her CDs. Because, Cynthia, you have really just, you know, helped me a lot. And one of the things that helped me is that I felt comfortable to ask you that question. Because, I mean, I do. I know a lot of people, you know, in the fitness business, I really do. And it's not that I don't know, for some reason today I just wanted to ask that question. Maybe I before felt like, oh, I better not tell anybody, like, what I eat, this horrible way I eat, you know. But your answer has really enlightened me in terms of I think I can go do something about that now.
Right. Well, I'm glad I was able to help you. I mean, that's my thing. That's why this is my passion. I just want to help people. That's all I want to do, and it brings joy to my heart.
No, you helped me because now I know, you know, I know I'm not going to eat them every day, but I like the fact that if something, and my mother, she was that kind of a, I think I did kind of grow up with the whole eating as a reward. My mom, you know, she worked for the government, and on her payday, she would have us meet her downtown Cincinnati, and that's when we got to go to Skyline Chili. You know what I mean? I never thought of it like before, but food, like, or when, you know, when she would get paid or she would get, you know, her income tax, you know, that was the week that everybody got to choose their own food, no matter how elaborate it was, and
she would cook individually what everybody wanted. And she had seven children, so and everybody wanted something different. So maybe that's my problem. And I never thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Food was like a reward. So I have, and you know, my life every day, I got something to celebrate. So I'm always eating. You know, but thank you. That really helps. You just don't know. So thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah. So now I got to just, I got to start, I got to, when I reward myself, sometimes I got to reward and eat a salad.
Exactly.
So I'm going to eat something. And you know what happened? This job I got, I just got the job, right? A month
mm-hmm.
before I started the job, a month, almost a month and a half, I was on this big diet thing. I was eating salad every day, grapefruits every day, 8 bottles of water a day. I was up to 40 push-ups, and people know it. I was coming on the show. I was mentioning it. I got the job, and I have been really wanting this job for many, many years. Finally got it. I just went ballistic. I just start eating every day. Stopping in Dunkin' Donuts, getting this, you know, and oh, my God. And I was like, what am I? And my sister said, oh, you're just celebrating. And it
yep.
didn't, I was okay. She was like, oh, you're good. You're celebrating. But I would have kept going. So you've helped me to realize that the celebration is over, you know. Wow. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, for, you know, lining up Cynthia today. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Y'all just don't know. Y'all didn't help the sister today.
Well, I appreciate you guys asking me to be on the show. I feel honored.
Yeah, we are. We're honored. Because I was on this thing where, my goodness, and feeling guilty. Talk about that guilt that people feel. I was feeling guilty about eating that stuff, and I know I'm picking back up the weight that I had just, you know, wow. Yeah, what about that guilt feeling that people have when...
Yeah, that definitely is normal when you fall off the wagon, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the guilt will get to you, but I always tell people just acknowledge that it happened and start over.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start beating yourself up and saying, oh, my God, I can't believe I ate all this week, then you're going to start feeling bad again and start this cycle of, well, I'm just going to eat because I did bad and I'm just going to continue to eat. And then you feel worse and worse and worse. It's like a vicious cycle. So I always tell people, acknowledge that it happened and then just start over. Just don't beat yourself up. Yeah, I kind of went a little crazy, but I know I can get back on track and just start over. Just don't beat yourself up because it's a vicious cycle when you start feeling guilty. It really
is. Tell people, yeah, before, you know, we are cut off the air, tell people how they can get in touch with your phone number, your website, your, you know, whatever else that you have that people can contact you by.
Okay. Well, the website is purenergy-fitness.com. That's pureenergy-fitness.com. And the studio number is 678-324-6371, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter. So if people have questions or are interested in being trained virtually, they can contact us through the website or they can call. I'd be glad to help.
And it looks like we might have somebody that may have a comment or a question for you. So your phone line is open, area code 678. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and ask your question or make your comment.
Hi, this is April Willoughby, and I was just thanking you guys so much. I've been battling my weight, and, you know, I do that a lot, you know, beating yourself up, you know,
right.
After... you know, you're trying to stick to your diet, and then, you know, you continually mess up, and then you beat yourself up, and then, you know, so I mean, that's a very good way to stay on track. Like you were saying, you know, just reward yourself maybe once a week, you know, on something that you like. That way you're not depriving yourself. So I just want to thank you because it is important for us to be healthy. And, you know, I want to be around, you know, for my family and my, you know, my grandkids to come. And so to hear your perspective as far as, you know, how to prevent from the, you know, these things happening, you know, comfort food, that's another thing, you know. Like if you're feeling down or, you know, then you want to eat this, you want to eat that, or some people do it, you know, with their eating, if they're happy or like you were saying, celebrating. So I just want to thank you for sharing, you know, ways to overcome weight and, you know, to stay on the right track.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. You are absolutely welcome. And just,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Just like, yeah, just never try to beat yourself up to the point where you feel defeated because change can happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are awesome. Thank you, April, for calling in. And
yes, thank you.
Yes. I know she's helped me. I'm just so happy. So I just can imagine, you know, that people really need, and you made it so conversational. You know, you made it, you know, Cynthia, you really make it sound so doable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm really, you know, getting with it. I mean, again, just having that guilt feeling, I think that was even, could be a part of an emotional issue with the whole food, like feeling guilty could probably be something that causes you to keep doing it.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Right, so I feel like now I don't feel guilty. You know, I've put it out there that I was, you know, eating French fries every day. Oh, my God. And I was walking past Dunkin' Donuts and getting this big scoop of what is that, pralines and cream, and every day, because I'm like, okay, this got to stop, but boy, oh boy, I didn't know how, but now I like to, you know, reward yourself maybe once a week. Okay, one quick question, and I gave out information about, you know, how we can get in touch with you, and thank you, pure-energy, you know, .com, right?
It's pureenergy-fitness.com, and there's only one E in the pure energy.
Okay. And so, yeah. And then what about people, what can we do at home when we don't have that time, per se, to go to the gym? For those people who, I know people who, you know, we take the train, it takes us, you know, we got to get up an hour early just to get the train, get home, we're getting home late. For people who do have that situation, and then we have to go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get home late at 7 o'clock. If you got family, now you got to do some little things before you get to bed. What can we do to get some exercise in?
Well, there's definitely a lot of things that you can do throughout the day. Like, for instance, if you're going to the grocery store, don't drive around and look for the mall, the closest spot.
Okay.
Literally park at the last spot and walk. That's just one little small thing. Or if you're at the grocery store, which I see a lot, where if you have the cart but someone just puts it next to their car, walk and put it in the cart return. I mean, there's little things that you can do at work, on your lunch hour. Walk the stairs in your building. There's always little things that you can do throughout the day.
Hold on one second. You named, I don't know, you do not know me, but it's like you do. You named two things that, first of all, always ride around. I don't care if it takes me 20 minutes. I'm going to ride around and look for the closest space. Number two,
I've worked, even, you know, whether I work here or wherever I work, but the places that I have worked, I never take the stairs. Are you kidding? But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, and I work on the fourth floor now, so I have no, I should be taking the stairs every day, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. And I ride around, lady. I've even rode around and waited for someone to come out.
Ah.
She said, ah.
So I guess that's your plan for this week, right?
Well, give me some motivation to do that. I mean, you know, like.
Guess what? If you start doing it all week, you get to eat French fries on Sunday.
Woohoo!
How about that?
You really are good. Because I was like, I got her now. Because I'm like, yes, it sounds good. But, I mean, I don't have any guarantee that I'm going to actually do that. But I see what you're saying now.
Yep.
See, now.
Yep.
Now. Wow. Ooh-wee. You mean to tell me that if I do that, for, like, okay, that I get to have my French fries, and I love French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just the little things will help. Little things will help, I promise you. And there's exercises you can do at home without equipment. I mean, think about what we did when we were in PE when we were younger. What do we do? Sit-ups, push-ups, run in place. There's
jumping
so
jacks.
Much you can do. Yep, jumping jacks, jump rope. You can do these things at home, and it doesn't take that long. You can do a 15-minute circuit of doing push-ups, then maybe jumping jacks, maybe jog in place, you know, without having equipment. Or how about this?
Doing.
Just go for a walk. Go for a walk in the neighborhood after dinner. I mean, these are things that are free that you can do.
Now, wait a minute. Again, I know those things, but where's my motivation? It sounds good. Go for a walk after dinner. Sounds great, but then you know what? Especially if dinner is over right at the time that the have and the have nots are coming on, I'm not getting up walking nowhere. Are you kidding me?
Well, you can DVR the have and the have nots,
and then
you can DVR that, and then you, and then you can walk. But think about this. This is another thing I like to talk to people about. Don't just look at working out and eating healthy as losing weight and looking good. Think about it as your health. Like, if you have high blood pressure, think about what you're going to do to improve that. I've had members tell me how their blood pressure has come down, that their cholesterol levels are down, just because they're being active and watching what they eat. So I would like people to not think about it as losing weight to look good because you want to look good for your, you know, your high school reunion. Think about it for your health. You know, think about, I want to get off this medication that's expensive that I got to pay for. You know what I mean? That I have to take every day. Think about it that way. So the benefit is not only do you get healthy, you start looking good too. So the have and the have-nots can wait, right? You can watch it later.
Well, now that you put it that way, Now that you had to throw that in there, but I totally agree with you with the whole health thing. I've gone to some conferences with doctors and people in the medical field who absolutely said that all of our health, they basically said all of our health issues are tied to food.
Yep.
I've spoken to several doctors who have said that, and these are doctors that have been general practitioners and doctors and surgeons for years and years and years, and they've confirmed that.
It is. It definitely is. So I'm actually
totally.
I'm always
Go
looking
ahead.
For ways to continue to learn and grow, and so I am actually going through school as well, believe it or not, working full-time studio. I become a holistic health coach.
Okay. Awesome.
And so we're learning a lot about, you know,
yeah.
the food and disease. But I know we have to go off the air, but I just wanted to mention
that.
Thank
you, because we're going to have you back. I hope you don't. I hope you'll come back when you have some.
I would definitely come back.
Okay, okay. I know your day is busy. You got to get going too, and we know you're down there in the awesome Atlanta area. I love Atlanta, Georgia, and just congratulations on everything, on your success, and we got so many more things that we could talk to you about, and we'll do that hopefully the next time we get you on. But again, thank you. Everyone, don't forget, check her out on Facebook, Twitter, all the other social media networks. Go to her website, Pure Energy with one E-Fitness.com, and contact her. And we appreciate each and every one of you. We definitely appreciate you for coming on and sharing with us.
And, thank you so much. And I appreciate April calling in as well.
And, yes, thank you, April, for sharing. And thank you, Coach Cassandra, for hosting with us today. I know
absolutely.
Running and doing, and every morning is one of us on the go doing something. I actually, believe it or not, you probably hear trucks in the background because I'm walking down Fifth Avenue in Jersey City. So, but that's how we do the show. This is a true studio without walls. So good morning, everyone. People walking by like, is he talking to himself? Good. Yeah, I should stop. One morning what I'm going to do is just stand here and just start stopping people and say, hey, say good morning to the AAE audience. I will do it today. It's a little rainy now. People like, lady, I got to go. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. And again, we thank you for tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, invite a friend. Tell someone about this show. We love you. We appreciate you. And we can't wait to see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, it's open mic. Get ready to dial in at 347-945-7991. And talk to us live on the air. Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. Have a great day, everybody. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, 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 moving